kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong araw sa programa, kasama natin ang isa sa mga umuusbong na OPM bands dito sa Melbourne kung saan nabubuo ang iba't ibang musika sa estado. Kasama natin ang Red Ones. Kasama natin si Aaron, Jeremy, Look at MJ. Welcome to the program, guys.
Hello. Hello.
Unang-una, maraming salamat sa pagpunta sa ating SBS studio. Hindi alam ng karamihan sa ating mga tagapakinig, kayo ay bagong-bagong banda. Ilang buwan, ilang linggo pa lang?
3 weeks. So, yeah. 3 weeks yung kami.
Yung Red Ones.
Yung Red Ones na specific,
yeah,
na to.
Specific.
Yeah, pero galing kami sa iba't ibang banda din prior. So,
Paano nagsimula yung pagbubuo ng Red Ones?
Nagbabasking lang kami. Mm. Tapos hindi available yung female vocalist namin. So, sabi ko, "Uy, Aaron, Luke, why don't we go busking? Para naman maiba." Kasi we play at a bar, like every Wednesday.
Sa Fitzroy. Lagi nga po, every Wednesday. Doon kami nagkakilala-kilala.
Doon sa bar na yun.
Bar na yun.
And then, yun lang, one time, we were busking. Tapos nilapitan kami ng isang bar manager, like nearby kung saan, sa H&M. Yep. And then, sabi niya, "Oh, dude, you sound amazing. Play in my bar." Tapos yun, sabi namin, "Okay, let's bring Aaron with us." Kasi, wala lang. Kaya tayong apat lang.
So, kailangan nila ng bahista eh. Kasi pare sila marunong, mas prefer nila mag-gitara ba?
Actually, kilalaan niyo muna natin isa-isa ng miyembro ng banda. Siguro maganda kung magpakilala kayo at ano ba yung role ninyo sa band. Like, anong piniplay ninyo? Anong position? Start with Aaron.
Okay. Ako po si Aaron. Thank you. Yes, sir. Ako ang bass player po sa amin. Tagal na ako nagbe-bass. Nagsimula ako 2006. So, dalawang dekada na akong nagbe-bass.
Sa Pilipinas pa lang, may music background ka na?
Oo, may music background na. Kasi yung kuya kong pinsan, yung nagturo sa akin mag-gitara, rockista ba? Tapos, nung mag-high school ako, sabi ko, gusto kong gayahin. Ayun, tinuruan niya ako mag-gitara. Kaso naputol yung string. Mahal lang string sa atin eh.
Yeah.
Naging bass na. Sino yun?
At nung dumating ka dito sa Melbourne, hindi ka naman syempre agad nakapunta sa music scene or parang tinry mo agad na...
Ay, hindi ka agad. Kasi kasi nanggaling ako actually. Nung umalis kami ng Pilipinas, sa New Zealand ako tumira. Mga around 14 ako umalis ng Pilipinas. Tapos nandun ako hanggang 2022, lumipat ako dito. Ayun nga, wala akong kaalam-alam sa eksena dito nung una. Tapos naging barkada ko lang sa isang parang church meetup yung babae namin vocalista. Sabi niya, "May banda ako, gusto mong sumali." Sabi ko, "Sige."
Pero aware kayo guys na madaming Filipino buskers dito sa Melbourne?
Yeah, I have a lot of Filipino busker friends around. They play sa Melbourne Central, sa QV, sa H&M where you saw us, and they just go off. They're really good.
Ikaw naman, Jeremy, ikaw ang tinatawag nilang boss ng banda. kanina pa natin yung naririnig na ikaw daw ang boss. Kasi siguro, boss, ikaw ang boses.
Ako ang boses.
Ng banda. So, sige, introduce yourself.
So, I'm Jeremy, 21 years old. So, I moved here. Magti 3 years na. Sa March. And then, I'm the vocalist and the rhythm guitarist of this band. And, I just started school this week, culinary school, so William Anglis. And, I don't know, I think I just like music more than cooking.
Since bata ka, music has always been your interest?
No, it recently started lang, after COVID, so 2020, my mom bought a budget Strat, like an electric guitar. And then after that, sobrang, like, every day, araw-araw kong piniplay yun. Tapos, yun na, na-inlove ako. So, yung mga artists na pinapakinggan ko, sila Blaster Silonga, yung from Four Spades, si Juan Carlos sa voice naman. Dun ako talaga yung, wow, he's so good. I wanna be like him. And then, yeah, I stopped for 2 years. Pwede ba sabihin to? Kasi, ano, dahil sa ex ko. She didn't want me to meet other people. Put that in the past, you know?
Ganda nun, ganda.
Hugot yun, hugot yun.
Alright, ah, so yung ex mo ay sa Philippines.
Yeah. Tapos, nag-move yun, naging long distance. And then, nung nag-break up kami, I found, like, the female vocalist that he's saying as well. Aaron saying. Tapos, yun, sabi ko, uy, can I join your band? I just saw them busking sa QV. Tapos, after that, araw-araw na kaming, like, naging kaibigan na kami. Tapos, oh, I wanna make this music. I wanna play here. And we do. We started the open mic thing at Fitzroy. Tas araw-araw, every week na yun. No one's playing at Neon Far Bar open mic. Our band, called the House Band, which is in, like, German pronunciation German or something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we play for the bar if there's no one there.
Look.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you find this band and what's your background?
Okay, so starting from my background, I started playing music, I think, when I was 8. Yeah, my dad inspired me to start guitar. And then after that, I just kept leveling up.
And let's just say, you were born and raised here.
No, I was born and raised in Singapore.
Okay.
Yeah, so this was back in Singapore. So my dad inspired me to pick up guitar. And then after that, I just picked up guitar. And then I got better. And then I got better. And now I teach. I teach on the side. Yeah. And so how I found them was, I've actually known Aaron since 2022. Because I did my bachelor's here, and that's when I met Aaron. And then when I came back last year in July, he said that he plays with that female friend. Can we name drop?
Yes.
Ooh, name drop? Okay. Yeah, so her name is Zyra. So he plays with her at the Wednesday shows in Near and Far. And then I started coming regularly just as a friend coming in. And then I was like, okay. So at first, I think I started up fiddling with their mixer, because I kind of know some background in sound engineering. So I started off with the mixer, and then after that, Aaron was like, oh, we should put Luke in the band. Mm-hmm. Like, just put in permanent lineup. I think it would sound good. So yeah, that's where we are. Mm-hmm. So after I joined them, then I went busking with Jeremy and MJ like 3 weeks ago. And then after that, it just butterfly effect. Aaron joined, and now we're here. Always been interested in music since I was a kid. But Asian parents, you know, they want me, no, don't do music. Music's not a stable background, you know, the thing with Asian parents, not just Filipinos, but like with most Asian parents. So they made me do business, which I actually really love. So right now I'm doing my master's in business admin in RMIT. But of course, music is still the thing that I look forward to every single day, every time I go busking with them, and every Wednesday night where I go, you know, just have fun and go all out with them.
MJ! Maikli lang to. Kahit na alam kong sobrang ano ka, bungis-ngis, kayo nakapatawa ng tao.
Shy type yan. Partida shy type yan.
Ito muna, so paano mo nakilala tong band and ano ang anong ganap mo dito sa Australia?
Hello, ako si MJ, 23, student.
Single, by the way.
Single. nakilala ko sila through the female vocalist, which is yung kapatid ko. So, yung ate ko, pinilit lang ako pumunta dito. Tapos pinilit din ako sumali sa banda nila dun sa bar. Tapos dun lang din ako nagsimula mag-drums. So, like, less than a year ago.
So, ang instrument mo ay drums?
Drums. Kahon.
Kahon. But you've never been, like, the vocalist or...
No, he sings better than me.
Yeah, he sings so well.
Di niya, hirap lang siya mag-drums pati kumanta ng sabay.
Pero kung ikaw pa pipiliin drums or... pagiging vocalist.
Natatakot akong kumanta. So, I think drums. Kasi nakatingin din ako sa wala pag nagda-drums ako, di ako nakatista.
So ano feeling nyo kapag nagbabasking kayo? Like, wala kang pakialam sa mga tao around you?
Ay, hindi, meron. Pero nakatingin, hindi ako nakatingin sa tao, parang nililibang ko yung sarili ko na hindi sila nakikita. Parang kunyari wala sila dun.
Nakapikit.
Parang gano'n, nakapikit din madalas.
Ah, okay, so, pero buti, napasama ka like sa band. Sinabi mo pinilit ka ng sister mo, pero for sure naman you have, may part ka sa decision na, okay, sige, join ako sa band talaga.
Meron din naman. Pero, yeah, binilit
parang
talaga. Parang
napilitan pa.
Parang hostage pa rin. Parang
hostage ka ate mo.
Yan nga.
Okay, so as a whole, ano feeling? Kasi nung napanood ko kayo, I think that was last week, nung napanood ko kayo, kumakanta kayo ng OPM song. Mm. Then, yung mga nakaupo sa stairs, iba't ibang lahi. Tapos, mga binivideohan kayo. Kahit parang hindi naman sila nakaka-relate doon sa lyrics. Diba? Mm. Hindi nila alam yung sinasabi ninyo. But still, they were so amused by your performance. So, how does that feel?
Every time na we're about to sing an OPM song, a Tagalog song, I always say, like, I know you can't understand this, but you gotta feel it in your heart. You gotta feel the emotions coming from, like, the sounds of the guitar, the sounds of the vocals, diba? Mm-hmm. And then, yun, it's just more of how you express the song itself.
Mm. Winawarningan naman namin sila. Tapos, ano lang, pag minsan, ano, ina-explain ko kung ano yung magiging context ng kanta. Para kahit hindi nila maintindihan, maano nila yung, ah, okay, ito pala yung, ano, ganito pala tunog pag sa, ano, OPM. Ganito pala tunog ng OPM pag ganitong emotion or ganitong ganyan.
Alam ko, parang ilang, maikli pa lang yung duration nyo as a band, di ba? Pero ano na yung parang craziest experience nyo while busking?
Ano?
Kasi alam nyo, kasi public eh, di ba? So, lahat ay may quote-unquote, freedom to do whatever they want. Diba? Yeah. So, may mga naging ganong experiences ba kayo, good or bad?
Yung naputulan tayo ng kuryente.
Pag nagpa-play kami sa bar, pero, understandable naman. Like, 11:30 na, may nakita rin dun sa taas ng bar. So, ang nangyayari, pag lumalagpas na kami sa 11, there's a chance na papatayan kami ng ilaw, ng electricity, para, like, blackout talaga, walang sound. Drums lang ni MJ. Tapos, nag-acoustic na lang kami after nun. Kasi may mga ibang artist pa na nagpe-play. Uh-oh. Magpe-play pa. So, we try, like, a work around it.
So, kayo guys, how do you balance na, ikaw, alam ko, you're still studying, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're working. So, how do you balance those things with this, your passion?
I'm studying, but I'm trying to find work, but I can't find work, so I just freelance. I teach and actually do a lot of repairs for guitars and stuff, so I kind of get my income from that. But back in Singapore, I used to gig a lot. Like, every weekend, I'd gig there. So I think the best balance is just, you know, on days where I have work, I focus 100% on work. And on days where I don't have work, I focus 100% on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my... Not work ethic, but I think that's my mindset, where if I have work, I focus 100% on work. And then when it comes to music, I focus 100% on music, be it, you know, arranging songs. Because when we play live, sometimes it's boring to stick to the original.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'd rearrange it, we'd cut some stuff out, we'd put some extra stuff in, just to make everything more interesting, you know. So I think being able to compartmentalize and just focus 100% on what I'm doing at that moment helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rather than while I'm working, I'm thinking about music or I'm thinking about something else. It's like, oh no, what do I do? But, you know, I guess compartmentalizing, you know, same as studies. So when I first joined them, I was actually still in during the semester, but, you know, I made time, I committed. So, okay, every Wednesday I'll just go there, you know, have fun. It's also a good time to relax and, like, let loose
because,
you know, school is stress.
I feel like you are the brain of the band. You're very articulate and you're very spontaneous.
I guess you can say that because when it comes to our band stuff, like some of the songs you heard last week, the guitar solos I did, those were all fully improvised. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't pre-write them, so it's just all on the spot. Okay, what the heck do I play? So okay, I know where my hands has to go. I know where every note needs to be. So I guess being spontaneous, it's not really being spontaneous, but it's kind of studying and learning. I mean, I've spent 15 years into the craft of guitar,
mm-hmm.
plus a few. I think for a year, I spent about 10 to 14 hours each day on guitar. So I think all that practice and all that commitment has allowed me to actually, you know, commit mm-hmm. to whatever I'm doing on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So study, work, play, you know, all that kinds of things. And in terms of arrangement as well, sometimes I like, okay, let's do something different. Yeah, but it's not just me, the brains, but I think everyone comes in as well. Like, it's not just one person, it's everyone has to come in and make sure that it sounds good, because mm-hmm. if we all just rely on one person, there's a chance that resentment could form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
To add on to that, like, as a band, we have wala pa kaming proper practice, as in everything is super on the spot, improvised.
In jazz,
like, you can say, yeah.
So, like, for a week, ilang beses kayo nagpe-play?
Two or three.
You make it a point that at least twice or thrice a week.
Yeah. One is like every week na yung Wednesdays mm-hmm. sa bar, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe busking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nung nagsisimula kayo sa pagbabask, since public siya, di ba? Hindi kayo na-intimidate sa mga nagbabask na din na it may not be Filipino, pero di ba may mga iba rin talaga na ibang lahi, di ba, nationalities. Hindi kayo na-intimidate doon na, ay, ito, may magaling to. Para bang naging voice coach pa kayo, di ba? Pero may ganung thoughts ba kayo? Or, you know, second guessing na, can we perform? Can we do this? Can we do that? Oh, especially in your first... Could be a perfect question for MJ.
Yeah.
Sige na.
Yeah, MJ's the shy guy.
Yes.
English?
No, Tagal mo na.
Oo. Oh, kasi, ano, parang, ayun nga, natatakot ako sa mga tao, tapos yung, ano, yung dalawang spot na ayoko nun eh, yung Telstra, tsaka yung State Library.
Ayaw mo dun?
Madaming tao kasi.
No. Yeah, madaming tao, lalo na sa Telstra, lalo na kung maayos yung tugtog, madaming tao na kapaligid, so, mas maraming judges.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun. Pero, through time,
attention.
Eh, nakakatakot nga, attention. Tapos yung nagsimula ako sa may H&M kasi mas konti yung tao.
Mm.
Tapos hanggang sa nagpunta na sa may State Live. Tapos yun pa, okay na lang pa.
So ako. Every time nagpi-play kayo, hanggang ngayon, kabado ka pa din?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Sobra.
Yeah. Yung parang tipo pag mag-prepare na kayo, para ka nagta-tantrums, ba't pa kasi ako nandito?
Oo, ganun. Pinilit na naman ako ng mga tao.
Pero minsan siya nag-aaya eh.
Curious lang din ako, no, ang aim nyo ba sa pagpi-play na to is to gain extra income or just passion, just pure fun?
Passion and pure fun, no?
Passion talaga.
Yung,
with a side of income.
With a side of income, maybe.
Medyo
like,
lahat.
it's just an advantage that comes
bonus
with it.
Bonus na lang.
Yeah. Yung every Wednesday, sa bar, we play there every week kahit hindi kami paid. That's, yeah. That's all free, yeah. But it's like really fun. You get to meet all other people, like all other musicians.
Ano yung pinakamalaking na uwi nyo sa pagbabasking?
Ooh.
Amount?
It was like $220 split to four.
Pinagatian namin apat.
Like mostly bills yun. Nagtaka kami kasi usually coins.
Mm-hmm.
Like 50 cents, $2, $1.
That's Thursday, right?
Yeah, that was on a Thursday.
Hindi yun. Kasi tayo, gulat na gulat siya. Kasi siya, regular na siya nagbabasking. So, kumbaga sa kanya, naturoan siya, nakita niya, barya-barya. Eh, nung ano, yun nga, yung last week, ay, ito, gulat na gulat.
Daming bills.
Puro papel. Nagulat siya.
Yeah, that was the biggest one. Usually, on my own, I get 150 on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
100 on a okay day. Minsan 50 lang,
mm-hmm.
which is okay lang naman.
And ito, last two questions. What's the future for the band?
Keep going.
Oh, tapos hopefully siguro, eventually makapag-originals kami.
Originals, play at boys.
Oh, yung
roster
ano,
spots.
Roster spots. Roster yun, spots. Yun nga, yung para, yun na yung ano, siguro pag ano, yun nga, pag mas lumawak na siguro yung reach namin, eventually, hopefully, makakuha kami ng mga paid na gigs ba na ano.
Yes.
Kasi, sayang yung peg yung pogi nito eh.
What's that in English?
Your
handsomeness is wasted.
If that
and you guys have the talent. So, how about you? Is it also the same vision for the band?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, me coming from the background where I did gig back in Singapore. I played bars, some roster spots, some sessions. The goal is that plus have as much fun as possible.
Okay. Oh, yung wag malimutan yung mag-enjoy. Kasi minsan, observe ko din kasi sa ibang mga bandang nakita ko through the years na nagsimula sila as passion projects and whatnot. Pero the moment na nagsimula silang kumita ng pera, doon naglabasan yung mga friction, creative differences, yun yung ano, parang nagkakaroon ng lamat. So, siguro parang bago kami kumita ng pera, at least yung mano namin na pag nagsimula nang mangyari yun, walang lamat. Parang yun yung goal, parang end goal. Titong-titong sagot.
Pero I think good balance to, no, na hindi naman sobrang tanda ni Aaron, pero at least may mas more matured one siguro na kasama to. Si MJ yung palaging ano, nagre-react talaga. Ito, lastly na lang, last. Ano ang advice? What would be your advice to maybe emerging Filipino buskers na who would also like to try this maybe as a passion or maybe as a side hustle? Let's start with MJ. Sige, let's start with MJ.
Go lang. Bakit hindi? Kung pumalpak, may pera pa rin makukuha.
Tama naman. Look.
I think, yeah, for me, it's the same. Just go, you know. You never know what the heck can happen. Yeah, just go. I think the important thing is don't put money as a priority when it comes to music.
Parang opposite sa sinabi ni MJ.
I think just go, but at the same time I think your mindset has to be not put money as a priority when it comes to music, because music is about expression and not about pure income. Like, yeah, you can get money, but at the same time you have to understand that that comes with a lot of luck and a lot of connections.
Jeremy.
Yeah. Yung advice ko para sa inyo is like para sinabi ni MJ, go lang. Like, confidence is number one, is your number one friend. If you're like, I don't know, pagkabado ka masyado, maybe not busking, pero I'm sure if you tried busking, yung kaba mo mawawala agad after the first bus. I was like, I'm gonna mess up so bad, people are gonna remember it, but no, they won't remember anything. They'll just walk by. They'll look at you, they'll listen to you, and then that's it. They go through their day. It's more of like, don't care what other people think. Express when you what you wanna really say, or what you wanna sing, what you wanna do.
Yeah.
Passion.
Yeah. All right. And Aaron, bilang sinasabi mo ikaw ang tito ng band.
Ang ano ko lang sa mga ano, sa mga gustong mag-basking or any like form of like gustong pumasok sa performing arts, huwag kayong pa-intimidate sa mga mas may experience, kumbaga. Use that as a learning opportunity. Saka ano, always work on your craft. Hindi yung, huwag yung tatamad-tamad na, alam mo yun, yung, well, pwede na to. Kailangan hindi. Kasi, pag ganun ang utak mo, pag iiwanan ka eh. So, yun. Saka ano talaga, yun nga, sabi din nung tatlo na go lang, gawin mo lang na ano, kasi hindi mo alam kung ano yung pwedeng mangyari. Hindi ko naman akalaing may imbita ako dito, di ba? Alo, saktong papogi lang ako dun eh. Dami kong sablay nun eh. Pero tingnan mo, nandito pa rin ako. So parang yun yung ano dun, yung confidence, it's not ano eh, it can be ingrained for some people, pero sa public performance, performing arts, you need to really develop it. Eh. So, the only way to do that is actually putting yourself out there and taking those risk, take those L's, kumbaga sabi ng mga bata, di ba? 6-7.
And kung pumalpak ka man, like, during busking, take that as a
learning opportunity.
Like, I wanna grow from this. I wanna not do that anymore. I will not do that the next session.
Use that as a learning opportunity. Wag pa down masyado pag sumablay ba.
Yeah, plus on top of that, I think you have to understand that when you sound good or when you know you sound good, it doesn't matter whether you mess up at one part. Nobody's gonna remember that mess up. Everybody's gonna remember how good you are.
Saka wag mayabang. Ayan ang ano, maraming yung mayabang eh. Pag ano eh, wag mayabang.
And this is coming from ano, 2 decades of music.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
So you really know the experience. I just wanna ask, how does it feel to see your husband? So your husband is Aaron, right?
Yes.
How does it feel to see your husband perform? And also the whole band, Red Ones.
Oh, proud. Very proud and happy for them. Mm. Yeah. I don't often get a chance to see them every Wednesday, pero pag may chance ako and I see them, I take photos and videos and I cheer for them. So very happy. And also to have someone part of the band. Mm-hmm. I don't just see him play with them. I see him play at home.
Yeah.
Which is very special. And even more special when I see him play with people and being appreciated by everyone else.
Also, last question. Kasi bihira yung meron kang partner na who really supports your passion. Diba? More on practicality muna bago passion. But you really support his passion. Why is it so?
Because he can balance. He's got work along with his music gig. So... So he does have the balance. We still have that stability. And also I'm a big fan of people having their passion and being taking risks, you know, to express that and show that to the world. Because I'm a teacher, so I'm a big supporter of people in achieving their dreams.
My name is Jeremy. Thank you, SBS Filipino, for having us. I'm with Aaron, MJ, and Luke Anthony.
If you want to hire wedding bands or if you want to hire private event bands, you know, we're free. You heard us. If you like us, give us a follow and, yeah, hit us up.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.